friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
How God turned two canceled flights into an airport love story spanning nearly two decades. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. This airport love story is what serendipitous romance movies are made of. It's one of the most incredible, touching, and heartwarming stories of how God turned two canceled flights into an airport love story spanning nearly two decades. God created us to love and be loved. We grow up feeling that love through our parents, and some of us are blessed enough to have parents who are married for more than three or four decades. And we all long to find that special someone. That's exactly what happened to Jennifer Lothar and Chris Powell. Jennifer was in a rush. She was flying to her best friend's wedding in Winnipeg and was crying because her flight had been canceled and she was going to miss it. As tears flowed down her face, Chris noticed her from across the airport lounge. He instantly felt a connection to her and he just had to know why she was in tears. So Chris called her over. As they sat talking, they both felt like they had known each other their entire lives. They felt a pull toward one another. It's as if God had whispered to their souls, "This is the one I created for you." Soon they were the center of an airport lounge party because everyone's flight had been canceled or delayed due to the snowstorm that brought the entire airport to a standstill. There was nothing to do but wait out the storm. When strangers asked how long Chris and Jennifer had known each other, they deadpanned with the comment, "About 48 minutes. Jennifer said, "There was an interesting connection. We kind of looked at each other and said, 'Where have you been?' I don't really cotton onto that kind of idea very often, but I just kind of look at her and I'm like, 'Man, it feels like this has been going on in a positive way forever,'" Chris added. Chris was determined to help Jennifer make it to her best friend's wedding. He brainstormed with an airline attendant and managed to get a flight that would arrive 1 hour before the wedding. Before she boarded her flight, they exchanged contact information and Jennifer promised to stay in touch. Because of Chris's efforts, she made it to the wedding on time. 3 weeks later, the pair went on their first date. 3 months later, they said, "I do." Their whirlwind love story doesn't end there. 18 years later, they are still married and are now parents of two teenagers. This beautiful love story reminds us of how God first loved us. He sent his son to die on the cross so that we might not ever be separated from his love. Jesus was the groom for the church, his bride. What a beautiful, precious gift for us all. We love because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. Dog dying of cancer goes viral and gets showered with extra love. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Sparkle, a dog dying of cancer in Somerville, Massachusetts, was already a celebrity within her community. But a photo of her went viral on social media, turning her into an internet sensation. And while her grim diagnosis may make this seem like a sad tale, it's actually such a positive news story, thanks to the way this beautiful fur angel brought so many people together. 11-year-old Sparkle always loved sitting outside her home in Somerville, Massachusetts. She was content watching the coming and going of the neighborhood. And the gentle dog was even happier if a kind passerby stops to give a pet. Over the years, Sparkle essentially built up a kind of fan club. Neighbors enjoyed briefly stopping by to say hello and give her a quick pet. These visits became even more frequent and meaningful with lockdown during the global COVID-19 pandemic. And once word got out that this friendly pup didn't have much time left, Sparkle started getting even more visitors each day. When Sparkle's mom, Melora Rush, took her fur baby to the vet for a jaw infection, she received some heartbreaking news. The veterinarian discovered an incurable tumor in Sparkle's jaw. "My reaction was profound sadness, coupled with a determination to enjoy every minute I had with her and to keep her as comfortable and happy as I possibly could," Melora said. and to share her love with the neighborhood as much as she is able. Melora knew she needed to share the devastating news with the pup's fans, so she put up a sign letting everyone know this beloved dog was dying of cancer. "I just wanted the neighbors to be aware of what was happening because it's going to be a big loss for Somerville and this community," she explained. As news spread, more and more people came by to visit the dog dying of cancer, and most of the visitors teared up knowing Sparkle would soon be gone. "Sparkle has been such a gift to the community of dogs and people, and they have been such a gift to her," Melora said. One visitor, Boston photographer Eric Magnuson, shared a photo with Sparkle on social media, and as his post went viral, Sparkle's fan club expanded from the Somerville community to all over the world. Of course, Sparkle didn't care one bit about her celebrity status. All that mattered to her was that she continued getting and giving all kinds of extra love. And what a beautiful way to spend her final days, spreading joy and love. And that's just what Sparkle did. The sign she frequently sat beside encouraged people to continue to love her gently, and the love just continued pouring in for the sweet dog dying of cancer. Eventually, Sparkle's battle came to an end. And though her passing broke so many hearts, she left behind a legacy of love that continues to inspire today. Her story is a beautiful reminder to make the most of the time we have here on Earth. The world is passing away with its lust, but he who does God's will remains forever. 1 John 2:17.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.